AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Federal immigration officials say the man suspected of shooting and killing a woman on San Francisco's Pier 14 tourist attraction has 7 felony convictions and has been deported 5 times. Francisco Sanchez was released by San Francisco County authorities in April after being detained on a drug warrant followed by an immigration detainer. AP's Jenny Hart reports the city doesn't abide by federal immigration detention requests.
San Francisco is a sanctuary city, and they cannot use local money to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Lots of cities and counties do this. They do not honor ICE detention orders because they don't feel that it's legally binding.
Catherine Steinle was walking along the pier with her father Wednesday when she was shot for no apparent reason. The campaigning is over as Greeks ready to cast ballots in a referendum on a financial bailout offer. The issue has divided the Greek people, with protesters for and against the offer taking to the streets. The government has called for a no vote on the plan. Greece has already defaulted on billions in debts, closed banks, and lost access to billions of euros after an existing bailout deal expired. Secretary of State John Kerry and his partner still talking with Iran to see if they can come up with a nuclear agreement before yet another deadline on Tuesday.
Both sides are working extremely hard with a great sense of purpose in a good faith effort to make progress, and we are making progress.
Iran's foreign minister wants an end to what he calls coercion and pressure at the talks, as he suggests that a deal acceptable to his country will open the door to cooperation with the U.S. on fighting the upsurge of Middle East extremism. Early Edge, July 4th weekend box office goes to Inside Out, animated feature, pulling in about $7.7 million on Thursday. This is AP Radio News. Tens of millions of people are on the highway for Independence Day. Matt Small runs some of those numbers.
35.5 million Americans are expected on the nation's roadways this Independence Day holiday weekend.
We're actually expecting more drivers than we have on record going back to 2000.
Heather Hunter is with the AAA. She says a big reason why is simple: lower gas prices.
The current price for a gallon of gas is about $2.77 a gallon, and that's almost 90 cents cheaper than last year.
She adds motorists haven't seen prices this low at the pump since back in 2009. I'm Matt Small.
66 people were going nowhere in Orlando, stuck on the huge Orlando Eye Ferris wheel before rescue teams were able to get them off that tourist attraction. It somehow lost power yesterday afternoon. No one was hurt. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.